Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
Well, thank you, George. Yes, that's a fine State of the Disunion address tonight, and I appreciate those more candid words that were just spoken. Well, thank you again. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Rick Adams here, Radio Avenger, and yes, the Paul Revere of talk radio, only here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Well, just to start off tonight's open forum program, it just so happens that under the Republican presidents, that is, the debt in America has tripled under Reagan, up by $3.2 billion under George W. Bush. Taxes up by $400 billion under Reagan, and up by $500 billion under George Bush, Baby Bush. So much for returning America to free enterprise and the end of government paternalism. Nothing, of course, could be further from the truth as far as this administration is concerned. But that's not all. That is not all. The Bush administration, as you know, is going ahead with a pilot program giving Mexican trucks greater access to our highways despite the law that Congress passed. The decision to proceed with a four-month-old program which allows participating Mexican trucking companies to send loads of trucks throughout the United States comes despite language in the recently signed catch-all spending bill aimed at blocking it. The DOT is taking advantage of a loophole in the new law which prohibits the government from spending any money to establish this program. Government says the new rules don't apply to the current program because it was started after September. That's right, after the beginning of September, that is. The U.S. Department of Transportation will not establish any new demonstration programs with Mexico, said Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration spokeswoman Melissa Mazzella Delaney. The current cross-border trucking demonstration project established by September will continue to operate in a manner that puts safety first. So George W. Bush is really the president of Mexico. And for this, ladies and gentlemen, for this lawbreaking on the part of this administration, we have a clearly impeachable offense. And I agree with Mr. Howard Phillips. Indeed, the law is pretty clear, so no wonder. Dennis Kucinich and Senator Gravel have both decided, yes, once again, the time for impeachment is now. Oh, my, what a present we can give George Bush on this very evening of his State of the Disunion address, don't you think? Wouldn't that be nice, huh? So much to talk about tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I'm losing my voice. Yes, I managed to actually hear what Baby Bush did not have to say tonight. And I'm going to tell you, there are lots and lots of typical hidden agendas and total contradictions in what he said and what he's done. And, of course, contradictions in his very rhetoric at the same time. So we'll invite your calls, and we will talk tonight about this and primary elections, the Kennedy clan, Obama, Osama, and Billary, all tonight on the program. Join us, Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365. This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
Now we can see a new world coming into view. A world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order.
And so tonight, as Baby Bush, weaved his little yarn story of how wonderful things are under the Empire, and how the emperor has served the public so well, we heard him speak out of the usual two sides of his mouth. And, of course, that was particularly obvious when he spoke about private initiative and getting the government off of our backs, which, of course, he has done just the opposite. And one example in the very speech itself tonight was very apparent, I thought, and that, of course, was when Mr. Bush spoke about the need to increase and the fact that his administration has proposed these hundreds of millions of dollars in further Pell grants and Pell aid for students. Now, of course, you know, anybody who knows anything about Pell is a senior senator who is now long gone from the scene, still alive but barely, from Rhode Island, Senator Claiborne Pell, who was a chairman for a long time of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Also, of course, a CFR fellow traveler, member, trilateralist, Bilderberger, Club of Rome member, and the like. Well, of course, Pell came up with this brilliant idea that somehow we should, the taxpayers should pay for grants for young people to go to college. And, of course, he put his name on it with your tax money. And it passed, and that was one of the great accomplishments in the Great Society era of Lyndon Johnson in the late 60s. Pell, of course, had been elected in 1960, and just in time to help spawn this wonderful program, which has proven to be a total disaster by virtue of the fact that it has increased the cost of tuition at colleges by subsidizing it and decreased the quality of education in most of these institutions by virtue of the fact that we now have increased the pool and therefore have had to lower standards, not just admission standards, but academic standards as well. So George Bush promises more of this while he talks about restraint and governmental, shall we say, chains to keep the government out of these areas. So, I mean, that was just one glaring example among many. And, of course, the other, I thought, was a dead giveaway. And there were several others, but one in particular was his chiding, really his chiding of the American public, not the Congress, but the American public for being successful in killing the Kennedy-McCain bill to grant amnesty for illegals. And once again, George Bush pushing the envelope, pushing the agenda of the Council on Foreign Relations, as have all of his predecessors since the 1920s, essentially. Once again, the globalist, internationalist approach, the Peruvian treaty that he boasted of the Senate approving. And, of course, they applauded him for that after every sentence, virtually. But no standing, no standing ovations. Isn't that interesting? Wasn't that wonderful? In any event, you know, here's George Bush once again telling us that what makes America strong is making the Constitution and independence weak, so that as we extend our reach across the globe, that is the nation, our military, our economics, our politics, our very being across the globe, as Rome did thousands of years ago, that we are reaching the pinnacle of our success. And oh my, look at all of the good things that George Bush and this administration have done for the people of Iraq. All of the families that have been killed, torn apart, fragmented, blown up, bombed with all of these bunker buster bombs and daisy cutter bombs and attacks from the sky and the no-fly zones going back to the 80s and 90s and the first Gulf War and all of these wonderful things to keep that madman, quote-unquote, Saddam Hussein, under tight scrutiny. And now George Bush talks about all of the wonderful things that this administration and the American government and the UN have done for the people of Iraq. How terrorism now is almost a thing of the past. We can now proceed. And by the way, he didn't mention how he is bypassing the Congress again, not that they care, in extending the lease of time that America will occupy the region, really in perpetuity, for all intents and purposes. That's exactly what George has done. But he didn't mention that tonight. He really didn't have time in his 50-minute address. And, of course, all of the wonderful things that the United States will continue to do vis-a-vis protecting us from terrorists, including granting immunity to the telecommunications industry when they spy on you and invade your privacy. Those are all the things that, of course, Ron Paul stands opposed to. And naturally, those are the very things that the media moguls enjoy, the very things the globalist, internationalist, interventionist media types have a great affinity for, aren't they? Don't you think so? I think so. So George Bush makes it official. This is his last year, his last address to the nation, or is it? Or is it? Or will another catastrophe befall our nation at the hands of Al-Qaeda, in which case Mr. Bush and Mr. Cheney can once again assume the command at the pinnacle of power in Washington, and indeed guide us to a safe and peaceful society. You know, peace and safety? Those are the hallmarks of that man of sin, huh? Oh, yes, he's going to bring all of those wonderful, wonderful things to the earth. And if you listen to George Bush tonight, if you could stomach it, why, George Bush is doing exactly those things, isn't he? Yes. But he's not to be outdone on the campaign trail. Men like McCain and, of course, Huckabee are heaping praise on our relationship with communist-occupied China. Communist China. Yes, that's right. The good news is that China is becoming much more a part of the mainstream in its economy, development, and even in giving greater liberties to its people. Now, who said that? George Bush's cousin, Mr. Huckabee, on the campaign trail. Well, he's made those statements. And, of course, George Bush feels the same way. With 1,328 Chinese communist missiles aimed at Taiwan, Mr. Bush is digging deeper and deeper into bed with these butchers and criminals, who, of course, are partners in crime with Israel. And yes, George Bush didn't miss the opportunity to heap praise upon our good ally and our good friend in the Middle East that is fighting terrorism, a la Hamas. Mr. Bush says democracy is the key. As Woodrow Wilson said generations ago, my friends, and then committed American troops toward attaining that goal. Well, the government of Palestine was democratically chosen by the people. So George Bush says it is a terrorist government. Why? Because they leap missiles into Israel, which, of course, is an occupied land. So those who fight against occupiers and those who have stolen their homes, their properties, their olive groves, their land, their water, their rivers, their lakes, are to be praised. And those who oppose that sort of thing should be condemned. That's what George Bush has said. Condemn those who oppose it. Those who defend it should be condemned. That is the freedom to rebel and fight a war against colonial and imperial rule. Well, now, that takes us back to our own founding, doesn't it? Well, George Bush, of course, cited our independence and our nation's framers and the founding fathers at the Confederacy, and the Articles of Confederation itself. So he must be a patriot. Ladies and gentlemen, yes, he must be a patriot. But he's not to be outdone. According to the Democrat wing of the Internationalist Zionist Socialist Party, Hillary Clinton must give way to Obama. According to the Kennedys, who have a great affinity for the little people and for minorities, as you know, particularly young Patrick Kennedy, who shoved a black security guard right out of his way when she attempted to screen him at an airport. And we know how Teddy Bear has behaved with his womenfolk as well. Oh my, we shall continue and we'll take your calls. 800-313-9368. 800-259-9553. Right here on the program, Uncensored, Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully.
George. Time's up. Time's up. It's over. You've given the address. Enough now, please. That's it. Go and kiss Dick Cheney on the bump, and the two of you can go to bed together. All right. Now, here we are, ladies and gentlemen. I gave out the wrong number. It was a slip of the tongue. It was a Bushian slip. It's 800-313-9443, not 553. So it's 9443. I think most of our regular callers and listeners know the number. I'd like to remind you, by the way, are you looking for answers to what's happening? Then call this number, 888-211-1715, and request packet F. This is a free packet to all of our listeners here at RBN. This packet contains many free DVDs and books like National Sunday Laws, The Great Controversy, The Secret Terrorists, and much more. So remember the number, 888-211-1715. All right? Excellent. Now, let me go right back, ladies and gentlemen, to our issues, and we'll take some calls along the way. Well, Don't be fooled by the myth of John McCain. Well, as you know, John McCain once again came out of obscurity a few weeks ago. Looked as if his campaign was going to sink. And then something happened. Giuliani was rising, of course, at Mitt Romney. And, well, we saw Huckabee and so forth. But something happened to John McCain's campaign. It received a big boost from many of the powerful media moguls. And at that time, I told you also that a big push was being made within the Zionist Kenite community to push John, son of Cain. Now, along comes Yohan Hari in a column that I think has pretty much summarized what we need to know. It was in The Independent, by the way, in Britain, Great Britain. And he writes quite well when he says, a lazy, hazy myth has arisen out of the mists of New Hampshire and South Carolina. Across the Pan-Atlantic press, the grizzled 71-year-old Vietnam vet John McCain is being billed as the Republican liberals can live with. He is a bipartisan progressive, a principled hard liberal, a decent man. In the words of left-wing newspapers, his fragile new front-runner status as we go into Super Tuesday is being seen as something to cautiously welcome. Oh, yes, a kick to the rotten Republican establishment. But the truth is, McCain is the candidate we should most fear. Oh, my, didn't Pat Buchanan just say that, too? Yeah. He is one dangerous man among many. Not only is he to the right of Bush on a whole range of subjects, quote-unquote, meaning the neocon, right, he is also the Republican candidate most likely to dispense with Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama. He says McCain is a third-generation Navy royalty, raised from a young age to be a senior figure in the armed forces like his father and grandfather before him. He was sent to one of the most elite boarding schools in America, then to a naval academy where he ranked 894th of 899 students in ability. He used nepotism to get ahead. When he was rejected by the War College, he used his father's contacts with the Secretary of the Navy to make them reconsider. Gee, too bad he couldn't have done something, his father, you know, for the poor Liberty survivors and the men that were murdered, of course, on that ship. He just couldn't do much for them. But he did for the Israelis, though. Wasn't that nice of Daddy McCain? Well, anyway, then he, John, later married the heiress to a multi-million-dollar fortune. Right up to his 20s, he remained a strikingly violent man, ready to fight at the drop of a hat, according to his biographer, Robert Timberg. This rage seems to be at the core of his personality, describing his, you know, childhood, his own upbringing, if you will. He wrote, that is, McCain wrote, at the smallest provocation, I would go off into a mad frenzy and then suddenly crash to the floor unconscious. When I got angry, I held my breath until I blacked out. But he claims he was transformed by his experiences in Vietnam, a war he still defends as noble and winnable, if only it had been fought harder. On his release, he used his second wife's fortune to run as a Republican senator. He was a standard-issue Reaganite corporate Republican until the Keating Five corruption scandal consumed him. In 1987, it was revealed that McCain, along with four other senators, had taken huge campaign donations from a funster called Charles Keating. You remember him, the fundraiser? Well, Mr. Keating was a man of many faces. He was in family circles, anti-pornography crusades, and so forth, but he was a fraud. In return, they pressured government regulators not to look too hard into Keating's affairs, allowing him to commit even more fraud. McCain later admitted, quote, I did it for no other reason than I valued Keating's support. That's interesting. Very interesting. All right, we shall be back. You want to hear more about Son of McCain? It doesn't get any better. All right, now you know why they don't like Ron Paul, but love John McCain. Okay, we'll be back with Uncensored Radio Free America right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Support RBN. I'm Rick Adams.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That's the most ridiculous story I've ever heard. Absolutely preposterous.
Well, there's one thing I'll say for old George. You always could tell a good yarn. You're a truly great inventor, George.
And there you go. There you go. That's the Democratic opposition to George Bush's address tonight. Anyway, before I get to the phones of those of you who are waiting, I want to just continue a little bit more about John, son of Cain, here, and his rage and how he blacked out when he got so angry that he held his breath. Now, there's a man who's demented. He'd make a perfect president, perfect controlled politician. Well, he claims that Vietnam changed him, and then, of course, the Keating Five came along, and my goodness, he was one of them. And then, of course, he's turned the scandal into a debate about the political system rather than own up to his own personal corruption. He said it showed how we need to drive the special interest out of Washington. And then he became a high-profile campaigner for campaign finance reform. You remember that. But privately, his behavior hasn't changed much. For example, in 2000, he lobbied federal regulators hard on behalf of a major campaign contributor, Paxson Communications. in an act that the regulators spluttered was, quote, highly unusual, unquote. He has never won an election without outspending his opponent. But McCain has distinguished himself most as an utter hawk on foreign policy. At a recent rally, he sang, "Bomb, bomb, bomb, bomb Iran," to the tune of the Beach Boys' Barbaran. He said North Korea should be threatened with extinction. McCain has mostly opposed using U.S. power for humanitarian goals, jeering at proposals, yes, at proposals to intervene in Rwanda or Bosnia. But he is very keen to use it for great power imperialism. He learned that philosophy from his father and granddad slew. Yes, who slew, slew? Well, he fought in the Philippine Wars, you know, his granddad, at the turn of the 20th century. Was part of a mission to crush the local resistance to the U.S. invasion. And, of course, they did it by forcing the entire population from their homes at gunpoint into protection zones and gunned down anyone over the age of 10 who was found outside them. Like granddad, like grandson, huh? Now, McCain's father, John, led the U.S. invasion of the Dominican Republic, 65, at a time when there was a conflict on the Caribbean. On one side, there were forces loyal to Juan Bosch, the democratically elected president, who was committed to land redistribution and helping the poor. Well, he was a communist anyway. But on the other side, there were forces who had overthrown the elected government and looked nostalgically to the playboy tyranny of Rafael Trujillo. John McCain Sr. intervened to ensure the supporters of the Democratic government were crushed, bragging that it taught the natives how to behave themselves. He saw this as part of a wider mission where the U.S. would take over Britain's role as world empire. He brags he would be happy for U.S. troops to remain in Iraq for 100 years and declares, "I am not at all embarrassed of my friendship with Henry Kissinger. I'm proud of it." His most thorough biographer and recent supporter, Matt Welch, concludes, "McCain's program for fighting foreign wars would be the most openly militaristic and interventionist platform in the White House since Teddy Roosevelt himself, and I might add since Franklin Roosevelt and his World War II Soviet coterie." So this guy asked the question, why do so many, quote, nice liberals have a weak spot for McCain? Well, to his credit, they say, he doesn't hate immigrants. He proposed a program to decriminalize and legalize the 12 million illegals in the United States. Well, we know that number is a lot higher than that, buddy. But in any event, that's why the so-called left-wing Republicans and left-wingers love him, because he says he opposes torture as a survivor himself. And he has apologized for denying global warming and now advocates a cap on greenhouse gas emissions and blah, 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 blah. So, that from Johann Hari, who is certainly no right-winger, but has in many ways here, I think, adequately destroyed the myth of John McCain. All right. Now, let me take some calls, ladies and gentlemen. Our number is 800-313-9443. And let me start off with Henry in Connecticut. Hello, Henry.
Hello?
Yes, Henry.
Yeah. Did you hear the news also that Ted Kennedy, you know, that traitor, he was going to endorse
Osama
Obama. Right.
And he did.
Somebody else said they were going to endorse Obama.
Yes, and don't forget Caroline. And
yeah,
the whole
so,
family. Patrick, the little Patches.
Yeah, so now, I guess now that means that the Democrats are going to shift from supporting Hillary to supporting Obama.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't know about all the Democrats here, but, you know, there's more here than meets the eye. And you know what's interesting about it?
Yeah.
Harken back to Kennedy's challenge of Jimmy Carter in the primaries. You remember?
Yeah.
You were too young probably to remember. But I remember when Jimmy Carter was opposed by Teddy Bear Kennedy in the primaries, right? And he used the most unsavory remarks to describe Jimmy Carter. And I agreed with him. But I also agreed that every single remark that Kennedy made about Carter also applied to him. Kennedy.
Yeah, I know.
So you have damned if you do, damned if you don't. You know, when you point one finger in the other direction, you've got four pointing back at you. Well, here he was with the meanest of mean campaigns, and now he's criticizing the Clintons for their vitriol and their hatred and all of their mean tactics. You know, there's a limit to even the average person's stupidity. I don't think that anybody with half a brain can buy anything that Ted Kennedy has ever said, especially his explanation of Chappaquiddick.
Yeah, well, not only that, he's the guy I called his office last year. He's the guy with that amnesty thing.
Oh, sure.
You know, the amnesty bill for all those 30 million the Mexicans and everything else that we got in here. That's illegal.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Obama's for that, too, by the way.
Oh, Obama is a classic. He's a classic counsel on foreign relations puppy dog with a leash around his little neck. He knows how to spout the lines of international propaganda.
Yeah.
He knows the name of the game. This guy, by the way, you remember the book Tragedy and Hope that was mentioned many times?
Remember what now?
A book called Tragedy and Hope by Professor Carol Quigley.
Oh, yes. As a matter of fact, I should buy that book. That
has 1,300 and something pages.
That's a big book by Quigley.
Mm-hmm.
Quincy or something? Hold on. I even got...
Quigley. Professor Carol Quigley.
Right, here it is, right here.
Right.
Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, written by Carol, that's C-A-R-R-O-L-L,
mm-hmm.
Quigley. That's
Quigley,
Q-U-I-G-L-E.
There you go. Attaboy.
Right. He was Bill Clinton's instructor at Georgetown University.
Well, you know that when Obama wrote his book, you know what he entitled it?
What?
Audacity and Hope.
Uh-huh.
Now, do you think that was just a slight accident that he used the term hope in that book that he authored to basically put forth his views? I don't think so, because this guy comes from the elite of elites, and he read Quigley's book long ago. Believe it or not, he can read, yes. And he authored the book Audacity and Hope, as if to prepare us for his candidacy long ago. Like Jimmy Carter, when he first ran, they put his picture on the front page of Time and Newsweek. And like they took this man from obscurity and made him a folk hero. Then made him a president, you see?
Yeah.
The system is so completely run from the top, Henry, that it isn't even laughable at this stage of the game.
Let me ask this too. Is this thick book, it says here 1,348 pages, 4,295.
Yes.
Is this the book that details the plan about them flooding the Hispanics into America like 20, 30 years before it happened, or is it some other book?
No, he deals with what he does basically in the book, Professor Quigley, is he admits in the book that, yes, indeed, there has been a group of powerful elites that have been running the show, much as the right wing has claimed. But essentially, he said that there's nothing you're going to do to stop it, and it's going to come to fruition, and we're going to do it whether you like it or not. And that's essentially the thesis of his book, including illegal immigration, breaking down of borders, which George Bush has been doing, of course.
Yeah, Obama's
and the whole nine yards.
Yeah, but there's one book in particular somebody mentioned on your show that planned the whole thing about flooding us with all these Hispanics. Is it this book or is it some other book?
Well, there's thousands of books now. I don't even.
Well, I mean, there's one in particular though.
I don't know which one. Do you remember the title or the author?
Yeah, well, like the title, any author, if you know either one. Say an author. If that's easier.
Well, I mean, I can think of Professor Corsi and the late great USA.
Oh, okay.
I don't think he's mentioned them as Hispanics in the book, but he did mention the whole idea of taking down our borders with the North American Union. That was prominent in his book, The Late Great U.S. of A.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'll tell you something. I what's funny is that there's like this free chat line, not Lava Life, but another chat line that has a no name that I call. Uh-huh. And to some people, I breach the subject. And most of the people, I don't know how old or how young they are. You know, they could be like me. They send me sound a voice sound much older than they are. I don't know. I can't really always tell. But when I talk to them, a couple of them, I gave them a shock when I made them think that Hillary and Obama and Hillary and what's the other one, McCain, and all of them are pretty much all the same thing. And she would tell me that this was somebody last night across the country. Now this is like some national line that's free. That went, you know, most of the people on it are like people from the South and Ohio and Indiana. And well, this person was from Indiana. She said, "Well, I'm kind of going Hillary, but then again, Hillary's about this, that, and the other, and she's, you know, she's going all around." So she wanted to know from me if there's some alternative to vote for, because she said that's what she does. That she votes. She doesn't really always vote Democrat.
And you mentioned.
Well, I mentioned these guys before the New World Order. I explained mm-hmm. what that is. I explained what the, I think I even gave the Republican website, Republic Broadcasting website. I didn't go into too much because they only give you about 4 minutes to make a message, and you have to message back and forth and press uh-huh. 3 and wait for they respond and go back. That's how those phone lines work. But she said, "I'm not for that stuff at all." And she sounded really concerned about it. And then she also told me, she said she's in a small town in Indiana, and she's seeing it up there, that she's really sick enough of this Mexican and all this Hispanic Espanol stuff already, you know, mm-hmm. With all that stuff coming in there. And I told her it's over here, too. I mean, the worst places like Queens and Los Angeles, and forget about it. I mean, you know, you wouldn't think in America. But, and to us, Texas and Miami, too. But I sort of opened her eyes. But she knew about it, though. I'm going to tell you, she knew a little bit about it. That's the thing. There's some people wise to this more than people think. Now, here's the thing that's bad. I'll say this, I'm going to go. There's a lot of people my age down to like 30, 20, and teens that are pushing more for Obama than Hillary. But it's more because they're fooled. You know what I'm saying? They're duped. Now, I imagine the ones that got the web, though, probably are not. And, oh, yes, that's another thing. I mentioned Aaron Russo's Freedom to Fascism.
Right.
And then she told me, she said, sure. Okay, she said, I'm going to have to go on the web. Luckily, she still got that web access. Okay, so her thing was working. She said, I'm going to have to go on the web and do some mm-hmm. research and just find out, you know, what all, each one of these guys are really about. Now, when she hits that, she goes on the web, and then she finds Aaron Russell's movie, which is free somewhere in some places. Forget about it. It's over. So she's going to know a lot and not have to read a whole lot of books or have to take even that much of her time.
Yes. Well, you see, with some people who are not ideologically inclined or backed into a corner, all they want is to know more and make a decision about how to survive and where we're going. There's hope for them, you see. There is hope for some.
Oh, no, it's more than that.
Many,
they want to know what to vote for.
Hmm?
Because she really wasn't. No, a lot of that's the thing. A lot these two parties are really in trouble, and they're in trouble. They're really in deep shit. If I could say that, I won't say the word outright. They really are. Now, whatever Kennedy did up there in Massachusetts, thinking that's going to influence the Massachusetts voters. That's another thing, too. I spoke to somebody else in Massachusetts on another date chat line.
Yeah.
This was an older lady, and this was Lava Life. And she told me she doesn't know what you want to do. And she says, these people can come here and do this and that, and we can't get blank. You know, she used the word.
Well, you know, when the Kennedys, look, in sober circles, when they come out and endorse somebody, that's almost a kiss of death.
Yeah, but I don't think it's going to work because I think people in Massachusetts are mad. I talked to some people in Mass already. I told you, even one in Springfield, and how that place, Springfield, she wants to get out of Springfield, this other person. Now, one was in Boston, the old lady, but this other one who was younger, you know, getting a divorce, she's in Springfield.
Yeah.
She wants to get out because she's
sure.
saying that how they're up there.
Sure.
You know, so they're not, I don't think
Kennedy endorsed
them.
Well, you see, what's happening now is this massive invasion in the United States has been aided and abetted from the Kennedys since the 60s. And, of course, now the people are beginning to feel it. It's a little late, but, hey, More
yeah, but
power
I don't think Kennedy. I think Kennedy's time is running out.
Well,
and
he's not going to be able to survive another
when they
term
see
anyway.
Massachusetts, which is still kind of more white, and they see it more becoming that Kennedy wants to make it look like something like South America instead of even look like him. I don't think a lot of people in Mass, and they're still not as flooded up in Mass though like they are in New York and Jersey. So,
well, but
I,
they're
know,
getting
not,
there. They are getting there, my friend.
Yeah. But
and you know, you're right next door in Connecticut and here in Rhode Island, all over. It's all over the nation now. It's not just
the
border
issue.
I told
Lee Rogers about the story you said what happened in Rhode Island with the Department of Vehicles out there in Providence and what they did with the illegal aliens, giving them driver's licenses.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, you got a great show, and I told him about it.
Yeah. Good, good. Thank you, Henry.
Okay, right. I'll let you go.
Hey, we got a break. Thanks for the call.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Oh, by the way,
when
I think
we come back,
we'll take,
when we continue, we'll talk to Terry in Texas, and if we have time for you, we'll do it. 800-313-9443. Where are you going to get the truth? But right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Don't forget to take advantage of things right now with Republic Trading. Republic Trading, ladies and gentlemen. All of your economic and financial questions, you call 800-691-7898. 800-691-7898. Leave a message. We'll get back to you. Rick Adams, Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Be right back in 3 minutes with more call.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
The buzzards have control. We might as well face it. They intend to keep it.
Yes, they certainly do. And we're not going to We're not going to countenance it, though. We're not going to permit it, because either we're going to live on our knees or die on our feet. And that's the way I feel about it. How do you feel about things, Terry in Texas? Hello, you're on the program.
How do I feel about it?
Terry, how are you?
I'm doing well. There was something I wanted to point out, too, about your program. You know what, something I wanted to highlight about your program, you know what the saddest and the most disappointing thing about your program is?
That it's not on 12 hours a day.
Well,
wanted to tell me?
Besides that is that a schmo like me is able to get in and call. Why it shouldn't take me weeks and weeks and weeks of calling to be able to get through, and why your lines aren't flooded. And maybe that's just a direct reflection of the deception and the insanity that's taking place.
Well, you know, I think I prefer to caution that don't be fooled by sometimes the slowness of calls, because most people would prefer to listen than call, they tell me. And you don't judge by the number of callers, how many listeners, because you could have thousands and thousands of people listening and sometimes even get one call or no calls, and it doesn't reflect on that at all. So, you know, it's not a matter of the numbers. It's a very deceptive process, but I can assure you that when I say the right thing, or I tell people to do this or do that, or, you know, stand in line for a book, a free book or whatever, they call off the air, believe me.
I take a much more cynical approach to the whole thing.
No, I know. It can be that way, but that's okay. Hey, you got to remember, too, Terry, that the message that we're putting out here is not for everyone. It's not for the masses, really, for me anyway. It's really for the few that want the truth.
I mean
few, could be millions, but still, when you consider how many billions of people there are in the world with access to the net, only a few want the truth, all of the truth. They can handle it, you know?
I can think of two instances that took place today that just magnify the deception. One is an article I read, which was on one of y'all's websites on Republic, and then the response by these people are masters at saying everything and saying nothing. This article is written in Newsweek. It says the United States economy faces the guillotine, and February 4th issue. And you read it, and you step away from it, and he says this everything, he says nothing, and he draws no conclusions. Just like when, I didn't listen to his speech, but just like the governor of Kansas, I don't remember her name.
Yeah.
She was giving a response, yes. The Democrats' response to the speech given by Bush. She said everything. You heard, did you hear? She said everything, and
I turned her off after a couple of minutes.
What's that?
Yeah, I turned her off after a couple of minutes.
She said everything, and she said nothing.
Right. That's exactly what I expected her to say.
It makes you want to pull your, when you, like this article, the U.S. economy faced the guillotine, you literally, once you, it makes you want to pull it, you think you're insane. You're living in some...
But you see, that's good, because that means you are sane, my friend. You're in the minority. The world is insane, not you. Remember that. You know, telling the truth is a very precious commodity, and few there be that find it. As Jesus said of that narrow path, right?
Right.
You got it, Terry. Hey, I see the clock telling me it's time to say goodbye, though. I wish
that
we had more
clock.
Time. Call again. Call right. again, brother. Thank you for the call on the program. Thank you for listening, everyone. And tomorrow night, back again, Lord willing, with another fascinating show. Much, much more this week. Until then, Rick Adams, goodbye, and God bless. With